welcome to Demon and Blob. I'm Zaya.
And I'm Tori M. Today we're doing our first session for our podcast. We wanted to talk about just...
Feelings.
Pretty much. We want to kind of cover two topics because we think they kind of go in line with each other. One of the topics is feeling lonely for no reason, because I feel like...
Teenagers have a rough life.
For no reason. That's the whole point. It's sometimes you just feel a certain way for really no reason.
I think it just feels like it is for no reason. I think personally it's because of hormones, but, you know, to each his own.
And then another thing we wanted to kind of talk about was why we feel the need to be validated by others. Because I think that's pretty common, not just for people our age. I think that's a very universal topic in general, so that's kind of what we want to talk about for our first session.
Alright, so, let's start off by explaining one time we felt lonely for no reason.
Sure. Okay, I feel, because it's quarantine now, I think I've been feeling this more, because growing up, I've been pretty good about not feeling lonely at all, because I would just stay in my room and be really occupied with whatever, and then I would go to school, and that was kind of all the interaction I really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because of quarantine, even the sense of loneliness has been hitting me as well, because a lot of my friends have been saying they try to go out to the park with their family once in a while, and I just didn't feel the need for that until, I guess, like, I didn't really show it, and then now, I guess, as quarantine's getting longer, I've started to feel that way, because I guess everyone has their own individual lives, and sometimes I just wish people would hang out with me, but I know everyone has their own life.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes I do feel kind of lonely because I feel like people don't want to, like, hang out with me or talk to me, so that's kind of why I feel that way.
It's like a subconscious thing where you're, like, self-conscious of yourself and, yeah. It's, well, for me, it's a little bit different because seven years ago, I moved, right? Moved kind of halfway around the world, and I left everybody I knew, my family. I only had my parents and my little brother with me, and I lived in loneliness because I think I was 11 about, I think, and that's the age when, like, kids sort of need to have other kids to just go around and play. And that's the time when I kind of got over being lonely. I grew to like being alone. I have my own, like, sort of world of imagination, and I like being there. It's nice, but I do sometimes feel lonely for no reason. One time, well, actually, I don't think I've... Yeah, I don't... Wow. So, now that I think about it, every time I have felt lonely for the past 7 years is because I've had an argument with the only people who I actually feel like I, like, have a connection with, you know? Like, my parents and my brother are, like, the people who are closest to me both emotionally and physically because they're in the same house with me and I could just always walk up to them, especially now in quarantine, and talk to them. But other than that, I don't think I've ever felt lonely, because I've always had something to focus on, and I think I've internalized loneliness, and I just, it's the norm for me, because I love being alone, and, yeah. Alright, the second topic we're gonna talk about is why we feel the need to be validated by others. And when we say others, we include many relationships, like friendships and parent relations.
Friendships, oh my god.
And other relations, like romantic relations. But we're both teenagers, we don't have many experiences. So, so we...
One of us has one experience.
Oh, yeah, I've dated one guy, but, you know. Anyways, I personally, I'm just gonna say, I always feel the need to be validated by others because I never see myself as enough. And I've accepted that fact. It's become a norm. It's not something I feel bad about. It's just something that is, you know? What do you think?
I think the reason I was gonna talk about why I feel the need to be validated by others and feeling lonely is sometimes I think I subconsciously wish people would talk to me because I wish someone would actually pay attention to me, even though I don't like being a center of attention, but at sometimes I really wish someone would like look to me and talk to me, and that's kind of to make me not feel as lonely, you know? So that's kind of why I decided to talk about these two topics. But feeling validated is an interesting thing because I feel like I've gotten better about it, because when I was younger it was pretty bad in like middle school. Now it's not as bad because I'm starting to feel like it doesn't really matter anymore, I guess.
As we get older, we sort of stop seeking the approval of other people and you just kind of live with what is, not with what you want, because that's what reality and adulthood is.
Right. So I think it's getting better now that we're getting older, probably. But I still think it's, like, a struggle that everyone has, and sometimes it really sucks, because you might feel like, oh, I'm lying to myself. It's like, one day you might feel like, oh, I don't care about what people think. But in reality, deep down, you're also like, oh, but, like, I also wish someone would actually say that I look good, or I'm doing good in whatever. And then you might feel like, oh, I must be, like, faking it or something. But I don't think it's that way. I think it's, like, it's just something that fluctuates. I don't think it's like a linear thing where it's like, oh, I'm suddenly confident with myself and I don't want, you know, any more validation. So I think it's okay to feel like, how do I explain it? It's okay to make it, it's not like
it's a self-esteem thing.
Right. It's not a straight thing where it's like, oh, it's all done. So I think it's a progressive thing.
I will say, I'm not gonna say I have extensive experience in dating, but that one time I did date somebody, it's very important that feelings be validated, not just skills, because it's a human nature thing, it's like faith. They stop believing in it if it's not something that gives something back, you know? Like, when you... Family, for example, you love them and they validate that feeling by always being there for you. Or friends, they are there, like, to talk and hang out and spend time with and, you know, also be there. And that's the validation of the feeling of friendship. And so it's the same with relationships. When you love someone, it's important that they love you back. Because otherwise it's a one-sided relationship and it's not very healthy. Anything we want to add? If you ever need to talk to somebody or a problem that you have, feel free to leave us a message and we will reply to it in one of our episodes.
Right.
If you have a question on how, feel free. We have an Instagram and a Twitter, which we don't really know how to use. But feel free to message us or email us. We have all of the contact information.
Everything is at Demon and Blob.
Yeah. But all of our main stuff is on Anchor. So if you're listening to this anywhere else, like any other platform, search us up on Anchor and... You can leave a message on there, and our email should be there too, I think. If not, search us up on Instagram and we will reply. All right.
Okay, that probably concludes our little talk this week. Stay tuned for more. We will come back and talk about more random stuff.
A little side note before we end. I just wanted to say that it is sort of like this sort of chill talk. It's not really something planned. We just sit here, we doodle, and we talk. Mm-hmm. It's very It could be very serious. It could be something really funny. But other than that, it's just us talking and chilling, you know?
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening if you have stayed.
Yep.
So, yeah.